Music Hall of Fame. Of course, her Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, too, and Rockabilly and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree this time of year. She's still going. Her real name is Brenda Tarpley. Brenda Lee is 80 today. Donna Mills, the actress from Play Misty for Me, TV's Knots Landing, and several daytime soap operas, 84 for Donna Mills today. Tom Brumley, a longtime pedal steel guitarist for Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, also played with Ricky Nelson and Dwight Yoakam. He passed away at the age of 73 back in 2009, did Tom Brumley. And Rita Moreno, the first Hispanic actress to win an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. Her Oscars were for Best Supporting Actress for West Side Story, a couple of Emmys for appearances on The Rockford Files. The Rockford Files won an Emmy? And The Muppet Show. She got a Grammy also for Best Children's Album for The Electric Company and a Tony for The Ritz. Rita Moreno, she's still going. She is 93 today. More reality radio. We'll see what happens here in the 9 o'clock hour. It's 9:01, twice an hour. We get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspected killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson remains in a Pennsylvania jail fighting extradition to New York. Luigi Mangione's writings show anger with health insurance companies and a disdain for corporate greed and power. He is being held without bail. The Labor Department is out with its November report on consumer prices. Yes, we are still paying more than we were a year ago for nearly everything, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Consumer Price Index takes into account all items across all categories. In November, the CPI rose 0.3% from its October level and 2.7% over the past 12 months. That's in line with analysts' expectations. Nearly 40% of last month's rise came in the housing category.
It's the latest in the grocery store saga. Albertsons is giving up on its merger with Kroger's a day after two separate courts rejected the deal. Albertsons is also suing Kroger, saying it didn't do enough to secure regulatory approval for the deal. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips is hosting a cookie walk and soup luncheon. Dozens of homemade cookies and candy will be available to purchase for $10 per pound. The soup luncheon will include soup, sandwich, dessert, and a beverage for $10. Everyone is welcome. Once again, that's Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Professional snowshoers are coming to Wisconsin to compete. Here's Lisa Hale.
A Northeast Wisconsin recreation center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, boys basketball, Phillips, a winner over Wabena Leona at home 62-54. Ladysmith topped Ashland 76-53. Stanley Boyd beats the Rib Lake boys 72-51. Barron over Hayward 84-60. Lakeland a winner over Three Lakes 53-47. Other boys action, Medford over DC Everest 74-64. And Tomahawk beat Elko 71-24. Girls basketball, Kendra Pritzel, 15 points, 14 boards. Gianna Nehring, the freshman, with 8 points and 6 boards. And Butternut pulls away in the second half to beat the LCO girls 42-18. Prentice topped the Shawamigan girls last night. You heard that on 103.1 last night. Steve Jetland, the call. We'll archive it later this morning for you. Prentice beat Shawamigan 58-44. The Phillips girls went down to Athens, beat the Blue Jays 77-64. Rib Lake girls, they topped Rice Lake girls, rather, I should say, topping Lakeland 51-42. It was Tomahawk over Elko 51-10. Hockey action earlier in the week, Medford edges Team Seal with a late open net goal. They pull away, win it 5-2. We'll have Team Seal hockey tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, taking on, as Mr. Patterson calls them, Whistle Flag, WSFLG co-op team, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right here on 98Q. Let's get you some Packer info. Our Title Town report brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Zane Anderson put in plenty of time as a special teamer, 2 years in Kansas City and now in his second season in Green Bay. When Evan Williams and Javon Bullard went down with injuries in the Lions game, the Packers called on Anderson.
It's what you work for, and it's been a long time coming, and when the opportunity comes, you got to take advantage of it. And so try to do the best of that, put my best foot forward. Like I said, some things to clean up. There's some plays out there, and move forward. It's an next man up mentality, and the coaches do a great job of preparing everybody for when their number's called. And I got on the phone with our safeties coach. He's like, "You ready? Let's go. You prepared for this? Let's go and let it rock." So we did just that.
Anderson played 53 snaps and recorded 4 tackles in relief.
You know, after the first drive, he kind of settled in and just did his responsibilities and did it at a high level.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers back on the practice field today, getting ready for the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur hoping their mini bye will have his team ready for the stretch drive.
It's a gut check time. You know, you got to take advantage of the moments, take advantage of the opportunities, and you got to earn the right to get whatever's after the regular season. And that's where we're at right now.
That's the latest from Title Town. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
And more of reality radio. I felt the need to put a bookend on this AI discussion and other things with Gray back in here. Broke him away from his football analysis in the back room. But I went into Google and asked, you know, how does AI affect a person's everyday life? And one thing that people will notice is voice assistants on their phone, on their mobile phones especially,
yep.
is a product of AI. But some of the other stuff, you know, the self-driving cars, the humanoid robots, reusable rockets, we'll use that every day. But it's kind of like AI. I go in open-minded because to me it's like NASA. It's like going to the moon. It's just like, why are we spending billions of dollars going to the moon when we got people hungry over here and all this stuff? There's always that complaint, but there, you know, that years down the line, there's always benefits that trickle down from going to the moon, obviously, and AI too. And there's things that we don't even see now that will affect our lives, even though it's kind of driving us crazy right now a little bit.
So humans in general have a history of, I'd call it a two-part pattern. And you want to talk to an anthropologist or a sociologist or somebody who really knows these things. But in my long time observing these things, Joel, mm-hmm. you know, so long lived I am, it seems that humans have a tendency to discover powerful things, make large-scale critical mistakes with them oftentimes. Think leaded gasoline. And so that's the thing. You invent, you make a mistake with that invention, and at least so far we've pulled back in time. You know, I don't think we've threatened the apocalypse with leaded gasoline, but there could have been a lot of issues if we didn't catch, like, hey, that was a terrible idea, like mm-hmm. a really bad one. No yeah. good sides to that one at all. Yeah. Not worth the trade-off. So, like, is AI something that could potentially damage the society in a similar way? Could it have health eventually? Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe not a good time to. There are ways that AI is currently being used for profit. That just, like, it's being used to make decisions for like, it's being used to make medical decisions. That's wow. Also, check out, there's a YouTube free plug for the YouTube channel Legal Eagle. He's a really fun guy. He's a very well accomplished lawyer, and he loves breaking down, like, TV shows. He's just like, yeah, that's really illegal what they just did there. He has a really fun time doing stuff like that. But he also likes to highlight when lawyers do foolish things, like a lawyer who used ChatGPT to argue a case.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, when you ask it for 10 sources, it will give you 10 sources and make them up for you if it needs to. That's exactly what happened. So this lawyer is standing there before a judge being asked, did you verify that any of these cases ever actually happened? Now, if for those unfamiliar, which I think is most of us, legal libraries are a thing. There are libraries scattered about the country with basically every major legal decision ever. They're pages and pages and volumes and volumes and volumes. And you can get them online now too, which is far easier.
Right.
But like, you can, if you need to check whether this case that you've listed on paper ever happened, it comes with this little, it's like a Dewey Decimal System kind of tag. So you know what book in this dusty old library that's in.
Mm-hmm.
So it, I mean, like,
this guy was busted.
Yeah. It was pretty easy to make that mistake. It was pretty predictable. And he's not the only one who's done that. And he certainly won't be the last. Of course, AI will also get better at actually referencing that legal library, which you can find free publicly online now. So that means it's open to AI as a resource. But
Of
course, if you interfere and you steer it too far, like if you'd say, hey, every time someone says legal library, check this online source in particular, then it's not actually finding it itself, and it's just a program set of decisions. They call that a decision tree, and that's what early AI essentially was. Like, think 80s Terminator was if A, then B, and if C, then D, and times 10,000.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, there's a certain element of our society, 45, 50 plus or so, that has a hard time grasping AI because that element of society is still having a hard time grasping the internet, the basic concepts of the internet, of scams, of always knowing everything,
of not
knowing. I mean, for me, being 58 years old, still, I sometimes think to myself, if I want to know something or I want to listen to a song, it's all there. It's just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's because, an encyclopedia in your pocket.
Because you grew up bored. I mean, I grew up on a farm, and I went outside, and I looked for things to do. I threw the tennis ball up against the wall 100 times because I was bored. Now, as a 58-year-old man, I find myself on social media, on Facebook, and watching comedy clips, and I'm entertained by it, but I'm just like, am I now addicted to this?
I think the difference is self-awareness. I think when you don't have something to constantly stimulate that need you have for an inflow of information that so many people are now able to satisfy where they couldn't before, when you're not basically learning about something constantly, you end up learning about yourself. You end up listening really closely to your own thoughts. You end up depressed. You end up figuring out how to fix that depression. Yeah. You end up like, you go through your own little personal odyssey that may not happen. I think people are still going through that if they end up with a lot of technology in their lives early on, but I think it happens to them later as a result. That, I think, is kind of what happened to me. I remember like at about 22, like waking up like, where have I been these last 20 years? What the heck was I doing? What was my thought process? What? I mean, and the example that I like to use is one of my earliest memories is the Dell box showing up. So I quite literally grew up with technology, but we had dial-up, so I wasn't actually on the internet very frequently until I was about 15 or 16, which, happy accident there, I think. I would have not been capable of using it correctly at 12 or 13.
Just the basic concept of growing up and listening to the radio so I could hear my favorite song when it came on. Just that basic concept of that. And I mean, I'm older, but I'm not a old croner yet. I'm not that old. Just that basic concept of waiting, just like, oh, I hope to hear that song again someday. That's a phrase when somebody says that now, just say, well, I haven't heard that song in a long time. I'd love to hear that again. And most people look at them and say, well, go listen to it because it's right there. It's right there.
You're calling to mind a really cool memory, actually, when we finally did upgrade from dial-up to broadband, to DSL, basically, which nowadays would be like a snail crawl. I basically was trying to, not to knock my parents, they grasped technology very well, but we didn't have technology very frequently in the house because the internet wasn't good and the computer wasn't good, even if the internet was. Finally, though, I ended up with a laptop that was fast enough to use the internet that we then had. And I had to explain, like, hey, give me a song. Give me a song you haven't heard in a long time. And it was basically my opportunity to prove to my dad in this case that the internet has whatever you, if you know of a thing, someone else does too, and they put it on the internet. And he said, okay, play Three Bells by the Browns, Jim Ed Brown. And I believe his two sisters.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it was just instantly. I mean, broadband DSL speed, so not quite instantly, but in 15 seconds that YouTube feed popped up, and I gave it a 10-second buffer period, and voila, Dad heard that song for the first time in like 30 years.
Yeah.
So that's, I've never not had whatever I wanted to find.
Yeah,
I think it's really important for people to remember that because it really shapes how I approach things. It's also the same reason is why I'm not afraid to try something on the internet. That's like when I'm teaching people, if you need help with technology from me, I'm absolutely judging you and why you need that help. Mm-hmm. Not because you need to be judged, but because I'm curious about what about how you're approaching it isn't working for you without my help. Mm-hmm. And I find most of the time there's kind of this, not a fear, but there's this unwillingness to try things for worry of breaking them, which I think is very fair. But it's built into me that you can undo just about everything you do. And if you can't, your boss probably can. Those are how the systems are designed.
As far as the internet goes.
Yeah.
We're not talking about life in general.
No. It's all wrapped in bubble wrap, or at least if you're using a program at work, especially, it's all wrapped in bubble wrap. But a point I wanted to kind of make earlier, we were talking about how it can be tough to question and identify the right information, or like AI especially. Like for me, it's AI imagery. I see so many AI images being shared on Facebook and they gain attention and notoriety. And I don't know what the goal of the people who make those images is, but I know that the people who are sharing them and giving them attention wouldn't like to do so knowing, at least I can assume to a reasonable degree, a lot of these people don't want to be, you know, a lot of times it's religious imagery, which I fully support, but why are these people cranking out AI images for you to share on Facebook? What do they have invested that they want you to spend that much time on that? Yeah. And like, I know a lot of people would be like, well, what do you even do? It's so possible. It's so impossible to tell. But I would counter that by saying, all you've got to do is abandon pride for like an hour. You've got to give up pride, because these people who are making these things to distract you or whatever they're trying to do, they're relying on you to not ask, is this really what I think it is? Because it doesn't feel good to ask that question. I don't feel smart. I don't feel good. And so, I don't think society wants me to ask that question. I'm not a real man if I ask that question. Like, if I question myself, and you got to be careful because you can question yourself too much, but question what you see enough to be like, is this really what I think it is? Is this, and like, also, a very simple question, are there 7 fingers on that hand? That'll eliminate like half of AI images for you.
All right, a discussion about artificial intelligence. Hopefully our listeners got something out of it here.
Maybe
this
too
morning.
Much,
there's
sorry.
A, there's a lot to it, but I think it's something that I wanted to delve into, and that's why we do reality radio, give us an opportunity to kind of do stuff like this, and our listeners won't yell at us too much. So, Gray, you'll be in this afternoon with another keyword. People have been just responding just so well to our Text to Win Grown Up Gift List contest. We have another, we had like 5 local winners here already through our statewide civic media contest. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, statewide contest between Hayward and down to Racine. It's basically the whole state, and we've got that many from right up here in our neck of the woods. So cool. Keep trying. And remember that even if you don't get those hourly prizes, each entry accumulates for the grand prizes given away at the end of it all. So even a miss is still counting towards you later on in a way that matters.
More keywords at 11, 1, and 4. Thank you, Gray. Go get something done before your shift at 2 o'clock. You'll be in this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around 0 by late today. The wind chill below 0 later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, 7 below tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of only 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14. 98Q Country.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Kemp Moore at 98Q Country and Beer Money. Well, we encourage you over the holiday break, if you can, to give blood. There's a lot of places you can go. Go to communityblood.org or redcrossblood.org and check out local blood drives. There's one going on over in Ojibwa, and that's going on today at the Ojibwa School, LCO, Ojibwa School today. And the one on the 16th, which is Monday at the Hayward Vets Community Center. If
you want to check those out, communityblood.org, redcrossblood.org. St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church is having their big cookie walk this Saturday. And that's going on from 9 to 1 o'clock. Lions Club Radio Auction this Saturday also. We'll have that on the air for you at 1 o'clock from the Park Falls Legion. The November Eagle Award winners have been announced from the Park Falls Elementary School. We want to send a, well, these students, they've shown themselves as being safe for the month. And thank you to Jay's Automotive for being the monthly sponsor of this event. And those awarded from this past month of November include Lila Hammond, Blake Briniger, along with Tyler Trevoranis, Dana Faye Soule, Hank Hammond, Jack Carlson, Salman Lanos, Alarios rather, and Caden Dahlgren, along with Peyton Davis, Isaac Jetland, Raiden Oscar, Ayala Green, and Colton Brune, all honored as students of the month at the Shawamigan Elementary School for being safe. Congratulations to all, and thanks for Mr. Patterson for sharing that info with us.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country.com. That's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98qcountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take all the take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it in going Wheelway Autos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, seven below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only three above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
98Q Country.
I'm a little bit of ball cap, little bit of pearl snap button down shirt, little bit of big city concrete, but a lot more small town dirt. I can see your pretty eyes reading me like a map, wondering who I am and where I'm at. I'm in between Friday night wild and quiet Sunday morning, between done after one and keep on pouring. Ain't too high, ain't too low, just floating down the middle, steady as I go. I'm all holy water, I ain't all gin and lean. I'm somewhere in between. Disappear, kick back on a white sand beach. I'm a far cry from being a one night stand, but I ain't ready for a ring on my hand. I'm in between Friday night wild and quiet Sunday morning, between done. Sunday morning between done after one and keep on pouring. Ain't too high, ain't too low, just floating down the middle, steady as I go. I ain't all holy water and I ain't all gin and lean. I'm somewhere in between.
Time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation. not the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear falls down. A gut sucked in, a chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying. Or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
A son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of LA, working maximum hours. Or minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but you sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of.
Montgomery Gentry. Something to be proud of, Montgomery Gentry at 98Q. 50-50 progressive drawing tonight at the Park Falls American Legion. They do that Wednesday night, 6:30. The doors open, 7:30 will be the drawing. Go on down there, have a beverage, and maybe win yourself something with the Park Falls Legions. You're supporting a great cause, no matter what. Price County Senior Dining, tomorrow on the 12th of December, they're serving up Swedish meatballs, mashed potatoes, gravy, sliced beets, lemon pie. Any questions you have about Price County Senior Dining, about eligibility and stuff, give them a call at 715-339-2158. Snow a falling. Be careful out there on the roadways as we've got some moments of significant snow falling in parts of the Northwoods. Here's Dasha. The song is called Austin at 98Q.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back.
empty cans, and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will, then there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. Habits, do you go back, go back? I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will, then there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, wash up in Austin.
Storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving, and I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away, she said, give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where so much love was made, just give it away, she said, just give it away, just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway, so just give it away. So I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away, just give it away, just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway, just give it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away, well, I can't give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away,
thing, give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
King George, George Strait at 98Q. Another keyword coming up with Mr. McKay. He gets to take the brunt of it, 11 and 1 keywords with Mike McKay. So stay tuned for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list text to win contest with 98Q. Of course, we had a great time a few weeks ago with our fundraiser, raised over $10,000 for Catkins. If you need a dog or a cat, catkinsanimalrescue.org. You see our featured pet of the week is Wednesday. Wednesday is just a black lamb. Oh my. It's just a little gal, and she is a true Northwoods dog who loves the snow. Oh, it's having fun today. And she's about 10 months old. Tell you what, she has a little lab in her and a little dachshund. You put lab in a dog. I grew up with black labs. They're just wonderful dogs. So check out the cats or dogs. If that's what you're thinking about adding to your family, go to Catkins first, catkinsanimalrescue.org. A community reminder for you, of course, from 98Q. Mr. Mike McKay, he took a couple of days off, so we're putting him to work. We're going to double up the keywords during the 11 and 1 o'clock hour and put Mr. McKay to work. Graze in from 2 to 7. Have yourself an absolutely terrific day. Careful on those roads. It is going to be cold tonight. Lows dropping below zero tonight.
New country now.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all going to be all right.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl, never going to settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop,
Saturday night.
making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. Breaking. She's somebody's daughter.
picture on a mantle up above a fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on a birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl, better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News.